Hashtag
empower.
Emoji hands raised.
Video geek.
Emoji video camera.
Content creator helping sellers grow their online business.
Emoji purple heart.
My name's Emily Ralston, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyles.
Entrepreneurs
and creators
drink coffee
with Kyles.
Conversations about
their obsessions and their connections.
From caffeinated questions
to the final drop.
Let's get caffeinated.
Cheers.
Cheers. Woo. So, Emily, what are you drinking there? How do you like your coffee?
Yeah, I'm drinking an Americano, so black with 2 sugars.
Oh, awesome.
Americano. Awesome. Interesting.
In the afternoon. Yeah.
Right.
I needed it.
Interestingly enough, we just had somebody on our show that explained to us what an Americano is. And did you know that an Americano is a watered down version of coffee for Americans to be able to handle the espresso?
And so ironic that you're drinking an Americano and you're not. And where are you? Where are you from?
Well, British, so I'm not drinking tea.
Yeah, exactly. Fair.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've already had about 2 cups of tea, but I thought I need something stronger. It's just give me an Americano.
we love the drink choice. So, Emily, right now, professionally, what are you most obsessed with in only 2 words?
Video production.
Video production.
Expand
love it.
On that for us.
Yeah, tell
Take
us
on that journey.
Yeah, tell us your journey.
Okay, so my journey, I'm going to need 2 hands for this because I talked my hands. So I started off sort of having a real passion for writing. So since I was 10, I would transcribe what people were writing on the TV, which is a little bit weird. but yeah, I fell in love with writing and sharing people's stories. And I loved English literature and I fell in love with storytelling. And then when I was 18, I went to university in Southampton, not American Southampton, but British Southampton, and studied journalism, which was really cool because I got to do my writing side of it, but then I also got to explore other elements of it. So I fell in love with broadcasting, so radio and TV, but I also fell in love with video. And I wanted to blend sort of video and storytelling together. So when I came out of journalism, I had a degree and had no idea what to do with my degree. And that's when I joined my company, Limworks. We're a software company and we help online sellers grow their business by sort of helping them out with inventory, their shipping, printing labels, all that sort of stuff. And I've thought, okay, the company helps, how can I help? What can I bring to this? So that's when I sort of started thinking, right, video, golden. Video is so right now, and so is audio. People take for granted sort of that audio is completely dead and podcasting and stuff, but I actually think it's making a return since the return of the audiobook. So sort of those types of media with the art storytelling, I can sort of talk to people about their businesses, how they grew it, and educate others on how they can grow their business too.
Video and audio are taking over domination. I feel like the written word is like taking a backseat right now. I not that it's not important. I think it's still very important. You know, find your medium, whatever you're comfortable producing on. Do all 3. Don't do 1. Don't do 2. Do all 3 if you can, right? What are some of the challenges you run into, or, you know, what are some of the interesting things that come about?
So I block off my time. I had a chat with Quentin actually, a few months back now, and how he organizes his time because he's just got crazy at the moment. He's so busy. And I got that tip off of him and a YouTube video that I watched a few months back. And it's just all about blocking off your time. But that's definitely how I stay organized. And it's one of the biggest issues that it's the biggest issue that I run into every day. So, yeah.
I think organization for a lot of us has become one of the biggest things that we want to find a solution for, especially with as busy as we all are. And then the time blocking aspect is really, really awesome. One of the things that has helped me become, you know, slightly a little more, I guess, I don't know how to say it, but it's more unorganized is caffeinated questions.
I did not see that coming at all.
That's right. You didn't set that up. If you are going to be a Disney princess, are you going to be Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stones.
Laffy Taffy or Nerds?
Nerds.
Rivers or lakes?
Lakes.
If you had to die this way, which way would you die? Being eaten by ants alive or being stung by bees?
Oh, stung by bees. That'll kill you off before they've even got to, like, oh God, eaten alive by ants. No, thank you. Right. No, thanks.
Would you rather have been born for the beginning of the world, or would you rather live to the end of the world?
Oh, that's a really good one. Live till the end of the world. I want to see how it ends.
If you had to eat one of these sandwiches, which one would you eat? Peanut butter and potato chips, or peanut butter and pickles?
Oh, peanut butter and potato chips.
Never know.
Not pickles.
Would you rather travel forward in time or backwards in time?
Backwards in time.
So, first espresso shot. If you could have coffee with anybody who has ever lived but is no longer living, not family related, who would that be and what would you talk about over coffee?
God, I didn't think about this much. Whitney Houston. I will ask her how the hell she managed to do it all. Like, she managed to do everything. I would love to, I'm a bit of an organizer freak, so I'd love to know what her calendar would look like. I'd love to know what she did in her everyday life and who were her inspiration and who were her sort of idols that she looked up to, because when, you know, that would literally be like my teenager's song, like, it literally was just my tune of my childhood. So that's probably what I would talk to her about.
That would be incredible. Double espresso shot. If you could drink coffee with anybody that is living, not family, who would that be? What would you talk about? We're going to tag them in LinkedIn right now to make this happen.
Aaron Orendorf.
Aaron Orendorf.
Aaron Orendorf.
Shopify Plus, I would talk to him about content and LinkedIn and SEO all day long. I think I commented that on one of your other videos just because, like, yeah. I've met him over Skype once before. He's an amazing guy, and oh, I would just love to pick his brain.
Well, yeah, I think that's something that could definitely happen. Nobody's unreachable, absolutely. And you can have coffee with whoever you want to have coffee with. That's the beauty of it, beauty of connection. All right, Emily, the coffee's getting real low here.
Mm-hmm. Time for a final drop. All right. This is your show. Where do you go?
Okay. I'm going to throw a caffeinated question back at the audience.
Ooh, okay.
Whoa.
Never happened before.
Bold move.
Okay. British, American, football or soccer? If it's football, my football, comment a like football emoji in the comments below. If it's soccer, then... any other like basketball, tennis ball, American football, like anything. Okay.
American football or a soccer ball emoji? American football or soccer ball emoji?
Yeah, football or soccer. Which one? All right. Please help me. British people, help me. Okay, awesome.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Emily.
No worries. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yes. Right, and now I'm just dancing. I'm not thinking, I'm just dancing.
It's not working.
Damn it. We'll just have to end the show with that then.